Howdy, folks. I'm Mark, and today I am joined by Billy Cox. Thanks for joining me, Billy, for this short talk about video games.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, absolutely. And you are listening to Quick Play, so let's get into it. So, on January 19th, 2024, Palworld released an early access on Steam and on Xbox, and all hell broke loose. So when the initial trailers dropped, it was very clearly inspired by Pokemon, both a very distinct difference of both the player character and the little creature dudes all were using like realistic guns. So quote unquote Pokemon with guns released a really huge success and just a lot of division and discourse. So Billy, that is where you come in. That is why you want to talk about this. Can you tell us a little bit about Palworld and the controversy surrounding it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So before we get into it, since you mentioned that, did you see the earlier advertisements for Palworld, like a year and a half before the game released?
I think I have seen, unless there's a particular one you're thinking of, I think I've seen most of the trailers.
So like a year and a half ago, they deliberately said that it was Pokemon with guns. Like that was the full branding advertisement. That wasn't like, oh, someone saw this, like, weeks beforehand and was just like, oh, hey, that's what this reminds me of.
Gotcha.
They deliberately threw that in their earliest advertisement.
That's incredible. I had forgotten that. I've associated that term with it so much that I did not know they owned it themselves. That's great.
Right. I don't know if I own it, but that was their ploy and it worked, honestly.
Sure. Yeah. So what else? I know you've been kind of more digging in into and like, especially back in January, you kind of delved in kind of just the having opinions on whether or not this was like a ripoff or inspired by. What's your take on that?
So I'm a big monster collector fan. It comes to Pokemon, Palworld, Digimon, Yo-Kai Watch.
Yeah.
Even Mega Man Battle Network 3 had like a little collector thing. So I'm big into monster collecting.
Nice. And okay.
I'm here to say that like, Palworld is just an inspiration of Pokemon more than it is a ripoff of Pokemon.
Okay. You're drawing your line.
I'm drawing a very firm line on that.
Gotcha. So like what makes you decide that? What is it about Palworld? Because I have not played any of it. I've only seen the trailers.
So I pulled up Webster, the difference between ripoff and inspired. Someone who is inspired by a particular artist and is influenced by that artist in a way that animates or intensifies their own work, while ripoff or plagiarism, on the other hand, is to steal and pass off an idea as their own.
Okay.
So I feel like with Palworld, they are so inspired by not only like monster collecting, and I won't even say Pokemon, but monster collecting in general. But they're also like inspired by ideas of like the free roam movements of Zelda. Because there's a lot of the glider and everything like that.
Okay.
And then they're inspired by survival games because ultimately that's what Palworld is. It's a survival game.
Gotcha. Yeah. I remember hearing that kind of early on. I was surprised by that because I assumed it was just like, this is Pokemon, but you like have guns. I don't know, like a very odd version of like Legends Arceus or something like that.
Oh yeah, the advertisements are sitting over there with like workshops and everything like that.
Yes.
So I guess I was more in tune with it than I kind of expected what was happening with it.
Gotcha. Oh, gotcha. Okay, so to take a step back and more broadly, like we talked about that. Definition. Anything else you have in mind of like when, like, what's a line between a ripoff or what's more simply inspired by something else?
So when it comes to inspired by, Pokemon's inspired by mythologies and things like that.
Okay.
But then before Pokemon, there was Dragon Quest. And if you were to go back and look at Dragon Quest creatures compared to Gen 1 Pokemon, they're very inspired with each other because not only are they based off like the same mythologies and things like that.
Okay.
But there's like, they just steal like the exact same mythologies from Dragon Quest.
Huh.
They steal,
okay.
but inspired by.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
They're inspired by. Yeah. It's so hard to tell the difference sometimes.
Yeah. It's like, you gotta say either rip off or riff off of. Like, kind of
riff off. Very, that's so good.
Very subtle difference there. I think a lot of it is like, you need to have distinction between the two is, or what is the distinction between the two is often kind of like that sense of reverence of what came before, respecting what came before, but also just kind of trying to do something unique or different from it. And so I talk about Stardew Valley all the time, and that is very clearly inspired by Harvest Moon. But it was also, it came at a time when it felt like Harvest Moon or Story of Seasons or what have you, like, kind of fell off a cliff. So it was filling this gap. And I think in some way, like, Pal World also, there has been no lack of Pokemon games, but there's been arguably a lack of really great Pokemon games. And Pal World seems to come in at this time when Pokemon's kind of like at a low point, at least gameplay wise. Do you have any thoughts there?
I would say yes. For the casual audience of Pokemon, I'm very big into Pokemon. I play the CCG Go. If you listen to me at all in this podcast, you know, I'm deeply ingrained into Pokemon.
Oh, yes.
But I will say for the casual audience, it has grown very stale. So when Power World comes out and you're like, hey, here's guns. Here's a survival mode. Here's an open world. Here's missions to do that's unlike others. You can throw a sphere and catch an actual human being. Their inspired Pokemon is called a sphere, and you can actually catch other humans like their pal monsters and make them work or fight for you.
Oh my word. I feel like this is when you like kind of have the fridge logic of like, is Pokemon an ethical thing? I feel like Pal World is just answering like, no, this is not ethical, and you're gonna do it anyway.
Exactly.
What's going on in this game? And like, I mean, clearly it's very popular. The numbers are, it was like what, 15 million? I want to say 19 million. I'm trying to think of the last graphic they made.
It's getting up there. I'm pretty sure. Anyways, I stopped following the numbers. I just got more hours than I started.
Yes.
Ignoring the other people.
That's like very clearly this whole concept of like monster catching and monster farming is very popular among people. Thinking back more on like what's a ripoff and what's inspired by, I feel like we do, as a general cultural consensus, I feel like we do have a pretty good sense of what is or isn't a ripoff. Like, because there are thousands of like low budget copycats of games on like the mobile market, or like kind of cash grabs that go up only on Steam. That are just like, I think like when Fall Guys came out, of how there was just 1,000 different mobile games that were just trying to like make people think it was Fall Guys. And like, I don't feel like people really fell for that. And every so often one of those does really rise to the top, but really more just for people to make fun of it. Because there was, I mean, I can't remember the name of it now, but there was this Last of Us clone that was a Switch exclusive that was apparently terrible, but very obviously was just a copycat of The Last of Us. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Remember that. I don't remember what the game is, but I remember exactly what you're talking about.
And so I think what I bring that up for is I feel like a lot of people are kind of clutching their pearls around Pal World of like, this is a crime against humanity of their stealing Pokemon. The amount of success I feel like shows that there's something else here that's like this niche community that's more Pokemon centered is like not quite seeing it as everyone else does. So I don't know. Any thoughts there?
No, I think it's really odd. So I don't know about if you know this, but Pokemon typically has like famous ROM hacks online. Have you ever seen like Pokemon Fusion or anything like that?
I feel like I've heard of these things. Yeah.
So yeah, people take the original, like they will actually steal assets from Pokemon.
And sure. Yeah.
Make the games and like they fuse the Pokemon together and it's exactly the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, Pokemon yes. Games. Okay. Yeah, I've
heard
this now.
It's so wild whenever like you hear Pokemon Fusion getting so much praise, but then Pal World comes out, and just because they're making money, it seems like,
sure.
people are in an uproar there.
Yes. I like it. The Pokemon Fusion is just a fan game versus a very high budget fan game that like is being sold. I think that is often, that makes sense of why people are upset about, like, if you're doing a commercial release for something that you feel like doesn't deserve it, you can kind of get angry about that. But thinking deeper here too, like this always keeps coming up. Like, I feel like, why is there just this ongoing topic of discussion in video games around like ripoffs versus like things being inspired by, or clones, I guess is another word people say.
We take the most popular thing. It'd be like, now it's Stardew Valley. I don't even think you would compare a farming simulation like a Lightyear Frontier. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't compare that to Harvest Moon. I'm going to compare that directly to Stardew Valley now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's always like this comparison that we've got with what we're familiar with.
Yes.
So you see a farming simulator, you're going to compare it to Stardew. You see a monster catcher, you're going to compare it to Pokemon. You see any type of Metroidvania, guess what? It's compared to Metroid.
Yeah. I was even thinking of like, now it's Hollow Knight, of just, especially if it's a 2D hand-drawn Metroidvania, that's a Hollow Knight, like, I guess.
And then you even have like the Souls-likes.
Yes.
Because it's just really quickly to be like, okay, I know what a Souls game is, so I can compare this to a Souls game. So it's just more of being able to quickly compare it to something that you're familiar with.
Oh yeah. I think at some point we need to like kind of reconcile the idea of like there's nothing new under the sun. I think people, like different people, are bound to come up with the same idea, or even be like inspired by something and not realize they're inspired by it. Like that happens in music all the time, where it's like, oh, you copy and pasted this chord progression. It's like, well, it's C, G, A minor, F. Like that's gonna be every song. And so I think if you try to define an original idea a little too broadly, you'll drive yourself insane, kind of seeing all these ripoffs that come after it, or like even come before it. There's a book I want to shout out. Like, books need shout outs. Anyway, a book called Hitmakers by Derek Thompson, which had, depending on the edition, has two different subtitles. It's either How to Succeed in the Age of Distraction or The Science of Popularity in the Age of Distraction, which is a little weird because one of his core points is like, you can't predict what becomes popular. It's almost like virality is almost impossible to guarantee. But the other main point to it is that if you look at the things that are popular, it's often what is popular is often very like mostly familiar with one or two tweaks that make it fresh or new. So I guess this whole chapter on how Star Wars is mostly Flash Gordon, because George Lucas wanted to make a Flash Gordon movie, wasn't allowed to, and so he made Star Wars instead. Or even thinking like back in the video games, like Super Mario Brothers is the quintessential 2D platformer that spawned a billion other 2D platformers, but it's also not the first 2D platformer. And so there's this balance of like, if it's too new and too different, people just don't get it. But if it's too derivative, like it feels cheap and people can see that pretty well. And so even for within the video game industry, like these vague ripoff inspired by things, like they're what's safe in like a really incredibly expensive and high risk business, doing things that are like 85%, you know, people like at least 85% of this guaranteed. That's a pretty safe bet. And we're kind of making the risk on the rest of this 15%. Any thoughts there? And kind of wrapping up here?
On that one, it's just funny to see in the market where free-to-play games on that one following the trend of like, okay, this should be a safe bet and everything like that.
That's a great point. Everyone wants a Fortnite.
Everybody wants it. And let's be honest now, like everything that looks like a Fortnite, it's getting basically thrown under the bus because it's too familiar.
Yeah.
Why am I going to throw money into this game when I have Fortnite?
That's true. Yeah. That's the downside of it. It's like, that's going to take a lot to come up to or match up to Fortnite or exceed it. It seems almost impossible.
Do you think Multiverses will? It's coming back.
I know. I don't think so. Because that has the comparison to Fortnite and to Smash Brothers, and I don't know if it can live up to both of those at the same time.
That is the toughest inspired
tricky
match.
Well, we'll see. Well, our time is short, but before we go, what's something that you love that is clearly a ripoff?
Clearly a ripoff. You said this at me randomly. I'm just going to say Power World. It's not a ripoff, but it's still inspired. I don't care. Yeah. There is such a... We talked about this, but it's such a thin line of what's a ripoff and what's not a ripoff.
Yes.
But I just feel like it's inspired and a ripoff at the same time, and it's just so good.
Nice. Yeah. I still need to check it out. I haven't even played it yet.
What?
Really, I have no idea. Well, I mean, clearly this whole time, I have no idea what's going on here. I just see this thing that looks like a Raichu shooting a rifle. So that's all I know.
I just thought you were in the early stages of the game.
Oh, no, I haven't touched it. I haven't even tried yet. For me, growing up on, they had this on PC, but Toy Story 2, the video game, years later, I realized, like, oh, this is just Mario 64. Like, you're in a zone, you're doing different missions, you're getting the Pizza Planet tokens, which are just the Power Stars. And I had no idea at the time, but now it's like, oh, clearly this is taken from, like, this is taken the exact same format.
Still, oh, great, get game. Out of here. That blows my mind, yeah.
It's a great game, honestly.
I see it now, though.
You see the vision. Well, Billy, as we wrap up here, we got to know, what are you playing?
Power World.
There you go. Well, I am dipping back into Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Billy, thank you for joining me. Where else are you out on the internet?
I am on X as Nolas Guy, and don't worry, I will find you.
There you go, of course. Well, thank you all for listening in. You can follow us on the major podcasting services, and you can find us on the proper socials at Quick Play Pod, and let us know what you think is the biggest ripoff in video games. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks.